You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot, hands Corey Davis wide open. Davis still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and we're going to do some mailbag questions over the weekend. We're also going to split it up with doing some rapid-fire predictions with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com, and above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. So today, we're going to do part one of the rapid-fire predictions. We'll do part two on Monday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to answer mailbag questions. So with that, let's start with our first rapid-fire prediction. Zach Wilson, what's his final stat line going to look like?
I think he's going to be passing probably, somewhere in 60-65% range. I think he'll probably throw 20 touchdowns, 12 to 15 interceptions. And then the yards, I hate the yards total. I think because they're going to be so run heavy that he's going to have a lower yards total there. Let's say around 35 yards there, 3,500 yards, give or take. Again, I do think you shouldn't worry about how many yards he puts up at all, especially considering that they're going to lean on the running game so much. I think if you look at, you want that touchdown interception ratio to be something like a 2-1. If he's throwing over 60% in his rookie year, that's pretty good right there. Those are the types of numbers that I would be focused on more so. But yeah, I think that those sound like pretty realistic numbers and targets for him to hit.
The offensive line, does Mekhi Becton make the Pro Bowl? Does Elijah Vera Tucker make the all-rookie team? And does the unit as a whole make it into the top 20?
Ooh, top 20. That's, see, you went and did that on purpose. You placed that perfectly. So it's right for me to be like, man, that's going to be a tough call there. I'm going to say no to Becton on the Pro Bowl this year. And I'm not, that's not even necessarily saying that he's going to not play well enough, but that he isn't going to get recognized enough yet. That could just be an easy out there because I don't want to have him play at a Pro Bowl caliber level and then not make it, which happens a lot of times for second year players. These positions tend to – the guys get in there, they hold on to it on reputation. So I do think he'll be playing around a Pro Bowl level, but not such a Pro Bowl level that everyone's going to recognize it immediately. That's going to be something that's going to take time to build. I absolutely do think Elijah Vera Tucker is going to be in there. As far as the rookies there, they'll be top 20 or not is going to largely depend on, I think they're going to easily be a top 20 when it comes to run blocking. I think that they're going to be much higher than that in run blocking. Pass blocking is going to be a little trickier. This is going to depend on the health again. If they're getting 14 games of the starters playing, then I think that they are in the top 20, maybe even, 17-ish, something like that. If they're only getting 10 or 11 games out of that group, then it's going to be bad. It's going to be really, really bad and ugly. I'm going to say that they get closer to that 14, and I'm going to say, yes, I think they can crack it. But be like 18 or 19 there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Will Corey Davis become the first Jets wide receiver to gain 1,000 yards since Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall in 2015?
Ooh, this is tough. Part of me really wants to. Wants to give this to him. I'm going to say he's going to go just below it, though, for a couple different reasons. Again, one is the leaning on the running game. Two is the other options here with Elijah Moore, James Crowder, Keelan Cole, and Denzel Mims. But I don't think he's going to miss by much. I think we're probably looking at high 800s, low 900s, and I would absolutely not be surprised at all if he crosses the 1,000 yards. I do think he's going to have, be looked at as a better, more productive player here than he was in Tennessee. I do expect to see a little bit more consistency out of him. Maybe this is just me being swayed, but what I've seen in training camp and preseason, maybe I'm wrong here, but I do think that this offense is going to feature him a little bit more. I just think that there's a couple of things going against him that'll probably keep him just below 1,000 yards this year.
Will Elijah Moore reach 1,000 all-purpose yards as a rookie?
Ooh, 1,000 all-purpose yards. The all-purpose – I'm going to say no. And the all-purpose yards made me want to go yes, but I also don't really see them doing too much gimmicky stuff with them. Like, they might if the offense is struggling, but I also don't think that they feel that they need to with him. I think he can just get up there – also, and again, I do truly believe that a Corey Davis is going to be knocking on that 1,000 yards. So for me, that would be Elijah Moore knocking on it too in this run heavy offense. I'm gonna say no to it, but he's not gonna be far off. He's not gonna be far off and. Year two, I expect year two and three him to be cruising right past that.
Will Michael Carter get 1,000 all-purpose yards?
No. If Michael Carter was in a position where he was the lead back by himself, not even just not somebody that was the cowbell type thing, just the lead back, then I'd say yes. I think that Ty Johnson, I will put up over there. I think Michael Carter is gone by the end of the season. Like, the, if you take the last 4 weeks of the season and you extrapolated that, there's a good chance that that would be over 1,000. But I think that Ty Johnson is going to get so much more of the work at front, and then Tevin Coleman and the other guys are going to get enough touches that it's going to be really tough for Carter to get 1,000. But I don't, again, because this is an all-purpose yards, and I do expect him to get a lot of receiving yards. I think Ty Johnson will as well, though. So, but it's going to be close. But yeah, I think that he'll be right below it as well.
Will Ty Johnson become the first Jets running back to gain 1,000 yards rushing since Chris Ivory in 2015?
I'm going to say yes on this one. This one, I think, is a yes for me. It's going to be a little difficult just because of the other touches, the other guys he's going to have to share carries with. But I think right now he's the best, most explosive, most powerful all-around back that they have on this roster. And this offensive line can run block. I'm not too worried about that. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes to that.
Were Ty Johnson's magic thighs the most impressive thing you saw at training camp this year?
I mean, I'll still have to say Elijah Moore and Carl Lawson. But if we're just looking at, you know, a specific, something that specific, yes.
Will Ty Johnson lead the Jets in touches and rushing attempts?
Touches and rushing attempts. Yes. Yes, I think he will lead in both of those.
Will Bryce Huff get above 8 sacks this season?
Yes, I think with the enough up in front of him, Quinnen Williams, Sheldon Rankins, John Franklin Myers, with those big guys on the line ahead of him, I'm going to go ahead and say yes, that he will get that. Not by much, he's not blowing past it, but I think you could get him at 8.5, 9, 10, right around there.
Will Quinnen Williams become the first Jet since Muhammad Wilkerson in 2015 to have double-digit sacks?
No. I'm going to have him just miss it underneath, and I think that's Carl Lawson would have gotten him over there. But him, teams being able to double him enough, much more without Carl Lawson, I think might keep him just under it.
Will Quinnen Williams make the Pro Bowl?
Yes. Yes. I think he's going to be I might have just messed it up by having him go back and forth there, but I do think he's going to be dominant enough that this is going to be the year that he starts to get recognized, and then, you know, it'll be, you know, down the road where he might get a Pro Bowl based off reputation when he was no longer earning it. But I think this is the year that everyone's going to really take notice with his ability against the run and the pass. I think so.
Will the Jets quietly look to extend Foley Fadakasi during the season?
During the season? I think so. I think more likely than not, towards the end of the season, you're going to see them go ahead and do something like that. He is, they love him, what he does. He does so much of the grunt work, the dirty work. He's not going to break the bank. You know, it's not going to cost them a ton of money. So that should be an easy deal to work out. That seems like somebody, and I know that the coaching staff loves him. Joe Douglas loves him. They like what he brings. That's what they're going to want to bring guys like that into this building and keep them here.
Will Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers be regarded as a top 10 interior pass rush duo by the time the season is over?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The only real wrinkle I'll throw in there is if there's a healthy Sheldon Rankins, is that going to be a higher duo, Or are people going to nitpick and say you can't consider them a duo because they're really more of a trio? If Sheldon Rankins can stay healthy, I think that's going to be very interesting. But, yeah, I don't think there's much question that Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers should be expected to be a top 10 interior duo there.
Will Sheldon Rankins exceed the over-under of 5 on the number of F-bombs that he drops in his first presser during the regular season?
Ooh. So I'm wondering, because it might largely depend on if it's a win or not. But it might not, because he's probably just as likely to drop positive F-bombs as he is. He's actually, he's probably more likely to drop positive F-bombs than negative F-bombs. So I think that it's more likely to go over if they win, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to take the over on that. This is one of those things you want to bet the over. It's like sometimes you don't, watching what was the Chiefs, the Rams a couple years ago when they full scored over 50 points. Or sometimes I just bet the over because you just want to root for points. Bet the over. You just want to root for the F-bombs.
Well, Marcus May make the Pro Bowl.
Yes. Yes. I think Marcus May makes the Pro Bowl. This, popularity contest, but I think he's been around long enough. I think he will do it. The thing that could trip him up is the young cornerback group ahead of him, but I'm going to stick comfortably. And also I think that working against the Jets here is they haven't been able to lock him up. So that'll just make things contract-wise more difficult, him making the Pro Bowl. So I'm going to go ahead and say that wrench gets thrown in there. Yes, he makes the Pro Bowl.
Will the Jets look to extend Marcus May quietly in season? Same question I asked you about Foley Fatakasi.
I think they will look to. I think they will fail to succeed in that. I've talked about this a lot with Marcus May. He's going to want money. Obviously he's going to want money. Very, very smart, Chris. He's going to want a lot of money. I don't think Joe Douglas is going to be willing to pay him. And I think that they know that they'll be able to coax more money out of somebody else down the road. And they'll say, hey, if you want to franchise tag me again and give me a second year of that franchise tag, I'll take that money right now. So I think they are going to try to do it, but unless Marcus is just really, really happy with Saleh and the direction this team is going and really buys in, and it's possible, I would just say this is Marcus's one big shot at a big NFL contract. If this was his timeline played out differently so that he was getting two or three shots at it, then I'd say yes. But this is his one big shot. I think he wants to make sure he gets everything he can out of it, really maximize it.
Will LaMarcus Joyner, barring injury, be the starter for the duration of the season, or will a healthy Ashton Davis at some point take over the job?
I think that a healthy LaMarcus Joyner will remain the safety, if the starting safety there. I think that you would see if Ashton Davis, he's getting healthy, he comes in, he's going to get a lot of reps, a lot of playing time. But I do think as long as LaMarcus Joyner is healthy, he will be the guy starting back there.
Will Hamza Nasruldeen or Jamie and Sherwood end up in the top 10 for Defensive Rookie of the Year votes?
Nasruldeen, I think, yes. I think you'll see him in there. I think Sherwood, probably not as much. I think that Nasruldeen will make enough highlight plays to jump out at you to command that. I think Sherwood will probably have a few more bumps in the road, probably take a little bit later in the season to really make his mark there. So I'm going to say Nasruldeen, yes, and Sherwood, no.
Will Bryce Hall have over 4 interceptions?
Over 4 interceptions? Yes. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say largely I'm going to say yes because I don't think that quarterbacks are going to be scared of him or anything. I think he's going to be tested a lot. They're going to throw it around all over the place. But I think that he's going to get beat, He's going to take his lumps at times, but he's going to be good enough to surprise, and he can get, you know, I can see him getting over four picks. Yeah.
Will the cornerbacks be exposed as badly as most of us think?
No. On some weeks, yes, especially earlier in the season, yes. I think there's going to be, you know, a couple of weeks there where everyone's, see, I told you this is quarterback group. But on a whole, at the end of the season, I think everyone's going to kind of look back and say, all right, this quarterback group wasn't nearly as bad as we thought it was going to be.
At the end of the season, will Jets fans be as bullish on Robert Saleh as they are right now?
Yes. Yes, at least the sane, rational ones. Of course, again, there's always going to be outliers and exceptions here. But I think that the way that the season plays out, the way it's going to play out, I think that everyone's going to be happy with it. The way, like, again, though, I was talking about record earlier, people were going to sit here and the number isn't going to excite anybody, but seeing how competitive they are week in, week out, how close they are, knowing how, you know, there was some bumps in the road with some of the young corners and the rookie quarterback and the offensive line, and just knowing those things, by the end of the season, you're going to be able to look back and take all that in consideration and be like, yes, okay, we are still very bullish and very happy with Robert Saleh as our coach, and think that going forward, he's just going to be able to help recruit more players and coach them up even more.
Will Mike LaFleur do a good enough job with Zach Wilson's development and the offense in general to get some looks as a head coaching candidate in 2022?
No, I'm not going to go that far in 2022. 2023, I could see that more likely. But I'm not going to go that far in 2022. I don't think that it's going to be that great of a season for them.
Over under number of times Jamal Adams brings up the Jets for no apparent reason during the 2021 season, 5.
He got paid. I'm gonna take the under on this.
Will Joe Douglas's approval rating among Jets fans be above 75% at the end of the season?
Ooh, woof, woof, woof. That's a 75% threshold for Jets fans on anything. That's tough. No, I'm gonna say it's gonna be just under that, but that's because specific with Jets fans. I think that it should be over 75% by that point. I think that it's not going to play out exactly how fans want it to, but once it does play out, that they're going to feel good about the ride, how they got there and everything. So I think that about 75% is where it should be. But knowing Jets fans and knowing how miserable a lot of Jets fans like to be, I'm going to say that it's hovering right around 70%.
That's going to wrap up part one of our rapid fire predictions. We'll be back with part two on Monday. We've got mailbag questions coming your way tomorrow and Sunday. In the meantime, follow Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and at Jets Insider. Read his very big deal work at jetsinsider.com and check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Great film breakdowns by Luke Grant, commentaries from Kayla Pace, Pace's playbook. It's all there. Watch the videos on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel and subscribe if you haven't done so already. And give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. For the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.